Hello and welcome to Visions. I am Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and today I'm really pleased to have three beautiful young people in the studio with me to talk about diabetes, its impact, and how they are working to address some of the complications around diabetes. So today I have with me Kurt Trotman, the Public Relations Officer for the Barbados Diabetes Association. Then I have Natalie Griffith and Kaisha Neblett. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with you, Kurt. Tell us about the Diabetes Association of Barbados.
Right. So the Diabetes Association of Barbados, basically we are an association built mainly to educate persons living with diabetes on how to manage, reverse in some cases, and just to know about the condition they have and to prevent persons from being in such a position such as diabetes. So education is one of our main mandates. We also do quite a bit of testing periodically and sporadically across Barbados. So you can follow our Instagram and Facebook pages to see when we'll be having these testings going on. We have programs and stuff coming up shortly. As the year goes on, you would hear more about those. Currently being the public relations officer and having the Camp Wellness, which is coming up just a couple of weeks from now on August 6th, right? August 6th to 17th, we are trying to get the children to come out to this camp where they can learn different styles, different ways of eating, dieting, how to exercise, get moving, you know, and make it fun, because learning doesn't always have to be a task. We try to make it fun where it can become an everyday lifestyle.
Okay, great. So how did you get involved with the Diabetes Association?
Well, personally, prior to what I'm doing now, I was an insurance agent, and I saw the opportunity to assist these persons living with NCDs, which it would be difficult to become insured. So I came from that angle. But while talking with the president, I saw that the association needed some assistance, and I offered her my assistance. Not in this capacity, didn't expect to be in this capacity, but after visiting and going to some meetings and stuff, persons saw me and deemed me eligible to handle such a role, and I gladly accepted.
Okay, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, so Natalie, tell us about your involvement. How did you get involved with the Diabetes Association?
I got involved through my sister. She also works with the Diabetes Association, but I got involved for the mere reason that I am in the course of study, so I thought it would have been a good idea to volunteer with an association that I could benefit from and I could also help.
Okay. And how has that experience been for you?
It's very interesting to see the things that's going on in the country.
And your line of studies?
I'm doing a bachelor's in nutrition and dietetics.
Okay. And how do you think this will benefit you in working with persons with diabetes or just generally?
The information from the camp.
The information from your bachelor's.
I could offer them help in, well, with children. You know, they don't like to eat everything that adults would eat. So I feel like I could find alternatives and make these foods and these stuff interesting that they would want to get involved. Because they're not going to want to just sit and eat regular food that adults would eat. They want to have things that are exciting and pretty. So I think I could help with that also.
Yeah, that's very true, because sometimes we also need to think of how do we make the foods more nutritious, have more nutritional value, rather than just the standard things that don't have a lot of nutritional value.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Kaija, tell us about your involvement. And you're pretty young. You're only 16.
I got involved because I have diabetes for 6 years now.
Okay. As a 10-year-old, when you were told that you have diabetes, how did you feel? Can you remember your reaction?
I didn't feel no way.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what diabetes was yet.
Okay. And do you understand it better now?
Yes, yes.
And how are you managing your diabetes?
Good.
And what does good mean? Are you using medication, or are you just controlling it by what you eat?
Using medication.
Okay. And how has that been in terms of you sticking to, you know, taking your medication at routine times? Is it a problem? Because I know some
sometimes
people. Okay.
I was like, I say it's up every time. every day, 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit 1 point and you want it, though, again, it start bleed.
Okay. So, how does this make you feel, having to inject yourself with the medication, the insulin? And, you know, having friends that don't have to do that.
Sometimes it feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then your friends just cheer you up.
Okay, wonderful. And what about your eating? Have you been able to really stick to the diet that you have been given? Are you able to manage that?
No.
No? That's a big part. And I know that this will be a challenge for many young people, right, Kurt?
Yes, it will be.
And that's why we have the Camp Wellness.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about the Camp Wellness.
Right. Just as Kaisha mentioned, when she found out she had diabetes at 10, she felt no way because, like she said, she didn't understand it. She didn't know what diabetes was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Camp Wellness is all about. It's about making people aware. It's about making person see a different choice, a different way. And I mean, we say camp, and people think camp to be stringent and stuff. And even living with NCD, people think that you are limited because you still can't enjoy certain foods and stuff. Yes, to an extent. However, as Natalie mentioned, they thrive to make foods exciting, colorful, that the children don't feel left out. You know, I visited Camp Pride, which is going on now, and I saw the children cooking, right? And they were having a great time, right? But with Camp Wellness, there's a lot going on. This camp prepares you for adulthood. We have etiquette. We have nutrition 101. We have shopping games. And I personally, when I saw the shopping game, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You're given, let's say, $100, and you're told to go shop according to certain meals. So let's say you're preparing dinner. So you go shop for dinner, and you shop within that $100. Person's closest to the $100 win the prize. The person's with the best meal win the prize, you know. And I found that game to be very, very, very exciting. And again, we thank the sponsors assisting with that. There's nutrition cooking. Like I mentioned, I visited Camp Pride and saw the children there cooking, and they were having a blast. There's leadership classes, exciting tours. There's farming. Farming, you know, many would say it's a dying art in Barbados. But to see these children out there planting and enjoying themselves, and I believe I would have heard that, because I'm being new, but I've heard that these children are given projects that when they come back the following year, they have to present this plant or send pictures of this plant or whatever to see the progress. So it's not just camp is finished and it's over. There's still an ongoing progress, and children still active, mm-hmm. even though camp is finished. And the camp is very reasonable. Registration is $150, and this $150 is for 2 weeks. So you break it down, $75 a week, right? And for that $150, you get free tours. All the tours are free. You get a free t-shirt and a water bottle. You know, in Barbados, we're trying to go green. So we try to limit the plastic cups, plastic bags, and stuff like that. So we present the children with a water bottle so they have their own water bottle, and we don't have to use much plastic. And this camp is starting on the 6th of August and running to the 17th of August, 8:30 a.m. on mornings to 3 p.m. And it will be held at Springer Memorial School. This is in Government Hill, St. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To register, you can visit, again, our Instagram, Facebook pages for more information. But to register, you can contact the Diabetes Association of Barbados office, or you can give them a call at telephone number 427-9338. Again, the number is 427-9338. And get involved. Registration is overwhelming. And we do have a vision at the association that we are looking to have one of these camps in every parish at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody can't get down to spring of school.
Yes.
But imagine having these camps throughout entire Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
The education and the work that we do at the association will definitely be spread across the island.
Yeah. And I think that the camp really helps in influencing children and parents to understand the importance of managing your diet and really take care of your bodies. You know, so it's really essential. So I heard you mention Camp Pride. Tell us about Camp Pride as well.
Okay, Camp Pride is normally the precursor. Camp Pride is mainly for children living with diabetes.
Okay.
So, and they're younger children.
Okay.
A lot more younger children. So, mm-hmm. This is more a target market, right? This mm-hmm. is a targeted group. Most of the children that attend Camp Pride, they are already members of the association, or the parents are members of the association and stuff like that. Okay. Not necessarily, but it's very targeted. Mm-hmm. Right? And Camp Pride, again, we teach the children to monitor their condition. We teach them dieting. We teach them exercise and different fun ways of living, again. So it's very similar to a point, but it's more catered towards the persons that are living with diabetes.
Okay, great. Now, Kaisha, tell us about your experience as being a camper. Which one did you attend? Both?
Both.
Okay, so tell us about both. Start with Camp Pride first.
Camp Pride is the funniest. Learning not a lot about diabetes mm-hmm. and meeting your friends.
That is all? Okay, so tell me the fun things that you did. Tell me some of the fun things you did.
We went to the kitchen.
Right, so Kaisha, tell me about some of the fun things that you would have done.
Some fun things, we went to the kitchen and learned how to cook without using a lot of sugar and a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went for the glass bottom board this year.
Was that the first time you've been on the glass bottom board?
No.
Okay. So that's not new for you. So that ain't fun. Come, tell me some of the other fun things.
And last year we went to the Royal Police Force and done it was police force? I can't remember what it was. But Lafayette ain't a cage.
Oh. You sure? The police force or the prison?
Not the prison.
Okay.
Yeah, wait.
Right. So what were some of the foods that you learned, or some of the type of, what were some of the dishes that you would have learned to prepare without using sugar and salt?
Eggplant lasagna.
Mm. And you like
crocket
that?
Crockett potatoes.
Crockett potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Eggplant lasagna is just good. When I at home, sometimes I just do it myself.
Okay, nice. So, Natalie, you are teaching them how to cook these things?
Yes, please.
Okay, so tell us about some of the different ways to prepare, like lasagna and macaroni pie that children love. And what else do children like? Hot dogs.
They only like the food when you don't tell them what's in it. So, when we were making the eggplant lasagna, we told them, well, it is eggplant instead of pasta. No one liked it until it was finished. And then this year, we also did tacos, but instead of using meat, we used a soy substitute. And then we just stuffed it with a whole lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made croquette potatoes, but instead of using English potatoes, we used sweet potato, which would have been better
yes.
for the persons with diabetes.
Correct.
Then last year, we also did kebabs, but instead of using meat, we used vegetables. And then we made a sauce to go on the top.
Mm, nice. You must come and teach me then. So, Kurt, when you listen to Natalie and Kaisha and you see how the other campers are responding to Camp Wellness and Camp Pride, what would you want to say to sponsors and the public generally about giving to the Diabetes Association?
When it comes to sponsorship, we know we are an NGO, a nonprofit, and all the work that we do is volunteerism. So we do ask persons to come to the office if they're not sure, ask for information on the association and be generous. I mean, NCDs are plaguing the island of Barbados. For the size of Barbados, we are very high, very close to the top of being the highest number of persons living with these NCDs. And the associations cannot do it alone. We need everybody on board, from parents to corporate Barbados, government. We need everybody to clap together to fight against these NCDs, right? And this is the mandate that we at the association has taken up. And not just one association, but even associations coming together collectively, working towards this common goal.
I think that is really important, that a number of the NGOs really come together with the understanding that we're trying to reduce the high incidence of diabetes and other related illnesses within our population.
In terms of sponsorship and more on the Diabetes Association of Barbados. You can visit our website, www.diabetes.bb. And there's a wealth of information, there's a wealth of knowledge on what we are doing at the association. We just recently held in April a cocktail reception for some of our existing sponsors, where they had a wonderful time hearing about the work that we did at the association. So, I mean, we asking everyone or anyone willing to come on board and assist. Great. It is not easy. It's not, money is the currency that we use in this day and age.
Yes.
We all do need. And I mean, something such as this camp. This camp is not even designed for profit. $150 for 2 weeks covers overheads, you know. Right. The association is still bearing most of the grant. So it's not for profit. It's to give back to the island.
Right.
And you're getting free tours, t-shirts, water bottles, all these classes going on.
But it's really helping a society to manage a condition, and as well, it's also providing opportunities for individuals like Natalie and others, young and not so young, to give back and help other people to develop confidence in managing their diabetes, as well as knowledge in how to control their diabetes, and as you said, in some cases, reverse it.
Definitely. And I will also take this time to thank a lot of all the volunteers that are coming out to assist the association. We are having quite an overwhelming response at the association from the University of West Indies.
Great.
And also Ross University. Ross University has been really instrumental in assisting the association, and the response is very overwhelming coming from Ross. So like I said, I'm not going to disclose all now, but there's a lot of programs being rolled out as the year goes.
Fantastic. So, Kaisha, how did your mom and other family members respond when they learned that you had diabetes? Are they very supportive?
Yes, it's. When I was diagnosed, my mother started to cry. I didn't know why. So I just started crying with she.
Okay. Understandable. Right. But how does she feel now, 6 years later? Is she more comfortable in helping you to manage your diabetes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, Natalie, as a budding nutritionist, tell us what are some of the things we really ought to do in helping to maintain a healthy lifestyle, how we eat. Is it okay to purchase fast food on a regular basis? Is it not so good to skip drinking water and drink sweet drinks? Tell us about this, because I know this is one of the big challenges right now with a lot of people in Barbados, not just young people, but some older people as well.
I think it's okay to eat things in moderation, but I think in Barbados we overdo it. But what I think we need to do is start reading our nutrition labels, because sometimes we just see something that says low fat, low sodium, and we still won't overeat it. And then we end up with the same results. So I think we could just read our food labels, drink our water instead of the load of sweet drinks, try different cooking methods. Instead of frying, we could bake things or grill them, and it would still taste good. So I just think we could just make slight changes, because it doesn't make sense making huge changes at once. But if we make small changes, we could eventually make the big change at the end.
Okay. So tell us about the reading of labels, because we might read and see some big names and not understand what those names, because somebody might see the word sodium, not understanding that sodium means salt. So tell us about how best can we read these labels with information to help guide us in choosing our foods.
Okay, so when we're reading the labels, we want to look at the back, at the top, and then we can see how much sugar, how much fats, how much sodium in it, and we want those things to be low. Okay. But when we go to the carbohydrates, when we look at the bottom, we want the things we want to be high will be like the vitamins, and then we want the fiber in the item to also be high, if we are buying an item that has the potential to have fiber in it. But we want to stay away from those things that are high in saturated fats, high in sodium and salt, and high in sugars.
So what is saturated fats?
Those are the bad fats. These are things we get from like fried chicken and those sort of things, donuts, etc. The things we love to eat.
Oh, donuts. Ooh. Okay, so Kaisha, as I heard Natalie speak about reading the labels, is this a practice you have where you read the labels before you purchase your items?
Yes, it is.
And how difficult or easy is it for you to do?
Difficult because I got some things that you want to eat, but then you look at the carbohydrates. Like, my carbohydrates is 15 grams, and so the things I want to eat is be 20, but it's all put in a bag.
Okay, so I know that lots of children indulge in corn curls and cheese balls and all these type of snacks. Is that a no-no for you, or can you use them in moderation?
Sometimes in moderation.
And what was that like, having learned that you're not to really use these type of snacks on a regular basis?
Bad, because I got a brother and sister. When I read them, it's kind of rubbing my face.
Oh, they tease you a lot about not being able to use these things.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also have to help guide them that they may be prevented from developing diabetes as well.
Yes, please.
Great. All right, so Kurt, tell us about your goals of the Diabetes Association of Barbados in helping to really get the message across. Yes, we will have the ads coming on radio. We'll go out and talk to people about diabetes and so on. But what more do you think the association can do to help persons to more focus on prevention rather than managing the diabetes? Yes, we'll have to talk about managing as well, because we already have people with diabetes. But then how do we really spread that message of prevention?
Right. Even before you get a prevention, one of the things that I feel strongly about, like I mentioned earlier, is the education. I'll give you a story where I was doing a talk at a church. And there's one particular individual that started to ask a lot of questions. And the questions and comments he were making was going along a certain lane. No, I'm not a trained or a registered nurse or a doctor, so I'm not eligible to diagnose anyone. But knowing signs and knowing of certain conditions, then you are better able to advise a person to go get tested. Sorry to say that after giving that advice to go get tested, it was positive for diabetes. But these are the things that persons, even in a more mature or elder age group, they're not aware of these things and symptoms. You know, as simple as being dehydrated regularly, having a tingling on the skin, you know, simple things that a person that closer to the association would understand, they're not aware of. But in terms of prevention, like Natalie mentioned earlier, you don't have to quit eating the foods you love per se, but moderation. Read your labels. I read my labels so much now, it's kind of crazy. I mean, even if I'm buying a milk, I read the labels. And this is very, very important, because when you think about eating 3-4 meals a day, especially if you're a person that works out or whatever, you need to put in your calories, so you're constantly eating. And you look at the amount of sugars you drink, 3-4 soft drinks, that's 28 to 30 grams per drink, right? There's a lot of sugar going in. Sodium, you know. So reading your labels are very, very important. Outside of that, exercise.
Yes.
I've been seeing a lot of exercise programs coming up, the boot camps, the evening workouts, the spin classes and gyms. And I commend each and every one of those trainers out there putting in their effort. It's not going unnoticed, and the associations, and I mean, I keep even speak for the government, because there is the program going on at Parking School by Carl Alf Padmore, and they had their presentation, which I attended on Wednesday, and the figure that was mentioned was $30 million a year. This is money that could be saved just by SSA. So we do appreciate all the trainers out there that are putting in the work. And you don't necessarily have to join a class. You can go take a walk, you know. If you're going to the supermarket shop, it's a couple miles down the road, you can take a walk rather than jumping in the car.
All right, so in light of what you know about diabetes, ladies, Kaisha, you living with it, and Natalie, you working with it, what are some of the fears you have, particularly for young people like yourselves, in terms of maybe developing diabetes or other illnesses because of poor dieting? What would you say to other young people? Natalie?
I would encourage him to try to eat a little better, because you're feeling good now doesn't mean that you're going to always feel good for the rest of your life. So we just encourage him to try to improve on their diet and exercise. And those who are living with diabetes, I know some persons say that I'm not telling my friends I got diabetes because I don't want them to treat me different. But I feel like you should still inform those persons that you know about the disease that you have, because if something happens, they'll be able to help you. And then in that, you could also be helping them to not develop the disease, because they're probably trying to change their life so they wouldn't have the same end result.
Great said. What about you, Kaisha? What would you say to your other friends, or what have you been telling your friends about living with diabetes and maybe trying to get them to also change their eating habits?
When we at school, I didn't come when we was teacher, it's time to put away, I'm going to drink some water. I'm going to say to Mr. Me, put away a drink. But I got a girl at school that's screaming that anytime she's saying, are you doing anything sweet or bad? She's asking me if I could eat it. And then you won't beat me. When until she know.
Well, she's looking out for your interests. It's just that the beating part. You need to tell her, well, no, that wouldn't work at all. But definitely somebody paying that interest in making sure that you, you know, control your diabetes is a good friend to have around. So have you been encouraging your school friends, though, to look at what they're eating, pay a greater attention to what they're eating?
That sounds
okay. Good. All right. So, Kurt, your final word. Any final words from you, Natalie, Kaisha, as we get ready to wrap up the program?
Get registered.
Get registered. Okay, that's good advice. Kaisha, anything from your end?
Learn to start eating and drinking enough sweet things.
Okay, so eat healthy.
Eat healthy.
Correct.
Yes, and just to wrap up, Camp Wellness begins on the 6th of August, and camp runs from the 6th to the 17th of August, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Registration, $150 for 2 weeks. So that's $150 for the 2 weeks. And this gives you free tours, t-shirts, water bottle, and meals, sorry. Yes, lunches. And at these camps, you can learn stuff such as etiquette, nutrition 101, shopping games, there's the leadership classes, and a lot of exciting tours, even farming. To get registered, you can visit the Diabetes Association of Barbados office, or contact them at telephone number 427-9338. Again, 427-9338. Get registered.
Well said. Today you've been listening to Kurt Trotman, Natalie Griffith, and Kaisha Neblett, all talking about diabetes and the work of the Diabetes Association of Barbados. So I want to say thank you for listening to Visions. I have been your host, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. My technical operators today were Tristan Allen and Ashley Wilcher, who would have provided guidance. I want to say also that you can reach me on 1246-430-7300 here at Starcom Network, or you can WhatsApp me or call me on the cell phone, the mobile phone, on 1246-269-9660, and you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That's visions Barbados, BARBADOS, @gmail.com. And remember, if you missed this episode or any other ones, you can go onto VOB929.com website, look for the podcast link, scroll down until you see Visions Radio Program, click on that, and you're able to listen back to this and previous episodes. So until next week, do enjoy, and I'll see you and more friends around next week.